This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In Florida, which President Trump won, Amendment 2 on the ballot there set the state's minimum wage at $15 an hour. It passed with a little bit more than 60% of the vote. This one is interesting to note because Republican politicians don't usually support raising the minimum wage federally or at the state level. But as Marketplace's Andy Eula reports, when the issue is on the ballot, voters tend to think otherwise.
Currently, Florida's minimum wage is $8.56 an hour. This measure will nearly double that by 2026. Ryan Feldman runs a coffee roasting business in southwest Florida, where he employs 14 hourly workers. He voted in favor of the increase, but says it could eventually have direct consequences on his business.
So down the pipeline, we'll either need to kind of rejiggle our budget, or we'll have to kind of keep the payroll costs in line and potentially let one or two people go.
That's exactly what opponents of Amendment 2 argued in Florida, that a wage raise would hurt small businesses, particularly those in the tourism industry, which is already struggling from the impacts of COVID-19. But Alexis Davis at the Florida Policy Institute says this is just about getting more money into workers' pockets.
Businesses in the state have made billions on the tourism and service sector for decades, long before this pandemic, and it's high time that they share the prosperity with the hardworking Floridians who made that happen.
Florida is the eighth state that has approved a $15 minimum wage. David Cooper at the Economic Policy Institute says it's states that are passing these measures because lawmakers in D.C. haven't. The House passed a similar bill last year, but it didn't go anywhere in the Senate.
In the absence of federal legislation, it's good that states are taking this up. But I think, unfortunately, there are going to be many states that are probably not going to take up this issue unless they're required to, either by voters or by the federal government.
The federal minimum wage is just $7.25 an hour. The measure in Florida will increase wages for about 2.5 million people, about one in four workers in the state. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.